MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 28, 2025. Peabody teachers are getting a raise, and Cape Ann is getting big bucks to fix roads. Mostly sunny. Low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:26 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, City of Peabody has approved a new four-year teachers contract that will provide educators up to 12% raise this year alone and paid parental leave for the first time. The school committee voted to adopt the contract agreement with the Peabody Federation of Teachers, three main bargaining units, on Tuesday, the same day Peabody students went back to school. The PFT represents more than 500 Peabody educators. Contract negotiations have taken place throughout the summer. Caroline Enos has more details in today's Salem News. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester, Essex, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Rockport are slated to receive thousands of dollars in state money for road improvement projects. The fiscal 2026 funds are included in a $1.18 billion transportation infrastructure bond bill and also the recent $1.38 billion supplemental spending bill signed into law by Governor Mara Healey on August 8 and June 24, respectively. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and State Representative Ann-Margaret Ferranti both worked to secure the appropriations. The funding is distributed to communities using a traditional three-prong formula based on the weighted average of each community's local road mileage, population, and employment, with the remaining $100 million allocated based strictly on local road mileage. Stephen Hagen has a complete listing in today's Gloucester Times of what each Cape Ann community can expect. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga is warning residents of a new scam.
The City of Gloucester has been made aware of a recent scam involving a fraudulent email requesting a wire transfer of funds. Please know that the City of Gloucester, and especially the Mayor's Office, will never request a wire transfer. Please know that the City of Gloucester, and especially the Mayor's Office, will never request a wire transfer of money from you. If you do receive something that appears to be from me or the City, please call my office at 978-325-5100 to confirm. Unfortunately, scamming efforts are on the rise. We've reported this incident to the Gloucester Police Department, and they are actively investigating. I'm also working with Councilors Gross, Nolan, and Memard, as well as District Attorney Paul Tucker, to address another scam related to Bitcoin ATMs potentially impacting our community. I urge everyone to use extra caution. Verify suspicious messages before acting, and check in on family, friends, and neighbors, especially those who may be more vulnerable to these types of scams. Thank you for staying alert and helping us keep Gloucester safe.
And Matt Petra is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, recent drama surrounding now interim human resources director Donna Drellick reached new heights Wednesday as Mayor Sean Reardon and city councilors traded barbs over what both sides claimed to be a declining political culture within the city. Tensions grew higher after Reardon named her as interim director for a period of 90 days with two possible 30-day extensions shortly after the city council rejected Drellick's reappointment. The city council on Monday voted 6-4 against her reappointment, which would have been valid for three more years after roughly 12 minutes of public comment that saw multiple residents speak out against her. In a Tuesday statement to the Daily News, Reardon called out the city council for what he said has been a troubling pattern over the past 2 years. More in today's Newburyport Daily News paper. Red Sox won last night 3-2. It was a thriller. They close out the Baltimore series this afternoon and return to Fenway for tomorrow night's game. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.